Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday after Christmas, Year C. Our readings today, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 to 14, Psalm 84. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 6 and 15 to 19a, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 to 15 and 19 to 23. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we praise You for creating, healing and loving us. We thank You for seeking and finding us, for holding us and renewing our lives. We honor You for all You have done for us, in us and through us. But we adore You for who You are, the one true living God. Amen. Lord so mighty, You inherit eternity. Lord so humble, You live in our hearts. Lord, so holy, You are far beyond us. Lord, so loving, You come to us in Christ. Lord, so worthy of our praise. Lord, so ready to forgive our failings. Lord, You are worthy of the praises of heaven and earth. Prepare each of us to sing Your praises and to live for Your glory. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 251. Hail to the Lord's anointed. Hail to the Lord's anointed.
Oh,
We pray the collect for the second Sunday after Christmas, followed by our parish prayer. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Led by God. Led by God. When Jeremiah was called by God to be a prophet to the nations, his prophetic ministry was demarked by six actions. As he was commissioned by God, the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Jeremiah would be led by God to accomplish all that was required of him. The first actions were a call to judgment over God's people for their idolatry and other acts against God's law. The judgment was acted out in the exile of Judah in the first 29 chapters of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. In today's reading from Jeremiah 31, 7 to 14, the prophet presents a picture of reconciliation with the Lord, the end of the period of exile, the gathering of the exiles, and their return to the land of promise. Jeremiah is led by the Lord to declare of the people after 70 years in exile. The word is, See, I am going to bring them out from the land of the north and gather them from the furthest parts of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolation I will lead them back. I will lead them by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble, for I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Jeremiah 31 verses 8 and 9. Jeremiah assures Israel that he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. Jeremiah 31 verse 10b. Led by God, Jeremiah's words are to build and to plant. After years of mourning, they shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Jeremiah 31 verse 12. Led by God, the people will experience joy as the Lord liberates his people and replaces their sorrow with gladness. When the people allow themselves to be led by God, obey God's law, and follow God's way, there will be joy and prosperity. This is powerfully illustrated by Joseph and his obedience to God, which enabled him to protect Mary and the infant Jesus. The Magi were warned in a dream not to return to Herod with the news of Jesus' whereabouts. Joseph is warned in a dream to flee to Egypt, where they would remain until Herod's death. Led by God to take his family to Egypt to protect Jesus from Herod's desperate attempt to secure his position, authority, and power through the slaughter of the innocents. Joseph's obedience protected Jesus from Herod's wicked actions. When Herod died, his kingdom was divided among his three sons, Herod Philip II, Herod Antipas, and Herod Archelaus, who ruled Judah and Samaria and Idumea. Herod Archelaus was a violent ruler, and when Joseph was led by God in a dream to return to Israel, because those who were seeking the child's life were dead, Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Judah. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judah in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth. Matthew chapter 2, verses 20b to 23a. By being led by God, Joseph fulfilled what had been spoken to the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. Matthew chapter 2, verse 23b. God led Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, the city of David, for the birth of Jesus. God led the shepherds to the manger where the baby Jesus lay. God led the Magi to the place where Mary and Joseph and the baby were, to enable them to present their symbolic prophetic gifts to the Christ child. God led Joseph to take Mary and the baby to Egypt for their protection. God led Joseph to take his family back to the land of Israel and to settle in Nazareth to fulfill the prophecy. As Joseph allowed himself to be led by God, Jesus, the Son of God, was protected in his early life, and Joseph successfully completed his task of being the earthly father of the Son of God. Jesus survived his earthly years, his early years. John the Baptist, led by God, prepared the way for Jesus to have a very successful ministry of reconciliation, which culminated with his death, resurrection, and ascension to give humankind the gift of salvation. This has enabled Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, led by the Holy Spirit, to proclaim, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. If we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in this new year, we will not only fulfill God's plan and purpose for our lives, we will experience life in all its abundance and live in favor with God and with each other. Let us, as we are invited by the hymn writer, dedicate all this year, 2025, to God. Let us acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, striving always to do God's will in fulfillment of our prayer when we say, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Let us strive to be true children of God and thereby be inheritors of God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God of grace and truth, your eternal word brought life to birth and bring us to new life in Christ Jesus. Give strength and courage to your church to testify to your saving presence. Send us to be witnesses to your light. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God of grace and truth, inspire with justice and mercy all to whom is given the responsibility of government. Guide all nations in the ways of peace. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God of grace and truth, illumine our hearts to resolve to follow you more clearly in this new year. Forgive the sins of past mistakes and willful neglect. Bring to fruition the purposes of your love. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God of grace and truth, hear our prayer for all who are in hospital or hospice, and for all who keep vigil by their side. Fill our hearts with the songs of gladness. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. God of grace and truth, comfort all who mourn, and bring to your eternal city those who have died. Turn our sorrow into dancing, and our mourning into joy. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn CPWI 97, As with Gladness Men of Old. As with gladness, men of old.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Father enfold you, the wisdom of the Son enlighten you, the fire of the Holy Spirit inflame you, and may the blessing of the Triune God rest upon us and abide with us, now and evermore. Amen. And we wish you a very spirit-filled year, a year that we are all able to draw closer to God and grow in our faith, our love for God, and our love for each other. We end today with CPWI 529, Shine, Jesus, Shine.